So whenever Noah's watching, we have a song we like to do. However, Noah, we're gonna change things up here a little for you, because this is actually from the same movie. I think it was the same movie. If not, it was all part of the Shrek stuff, right? Oops, no capo, right? All right. Always fun one.
Ready, ready as I'll ever be.
No words on the screen for this one.
I thought God was nothing but a fairy tale. Good for someone else, but not for me. Oh, sin was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I found his grace. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been saved. I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side. I thought love was mine just for the taking. Seemed the more I took, the less I got. Ooh, not a slave to sin now. Jesus broke the chains. Now the more I give, the more I gain. Since I found his grace, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been changed. I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side. Slave to sin now. Jesus broke the chain. Now the more I give, the more I gain. Since I found his grace, now I'm a believer. And you can check a doubt in my mind. And you can change. I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side.
His face.
Yes, I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Yes, I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Said I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Said I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Ah. There's the chord.
I'm going to find a note eventually.
My bad. Wow.
Oh, boy. That was
it's a Thursday, folks. And you saw this hand do Thursday things.
All for you, Noah. We love you. Glad you're hanging out here with us. Who else is hanging out here with us? Jenny and Janice and Dave and Angie. And I didn't make my font large enough to see this far away. Mona and, of course, Noah. Noah says, good idea, guys. Okay, good. Good, Noah. We can bounce between two songs for you. How's that? That's always good.
Just get us a list.
Always a good thing. Who else?
You know where to find us, Noah.
Kim and Christine. Just get us a list. And Joe. Juanita and Rod. Awesome. And that's on this page. The problem with cross-posting is that people are watching on the other page. I have no clue who's watching on the other page. The numbers are correct, but I have no clue who. And I just
if you're watching on the other page, please raise your hand so we can see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that.
Thank you.
All right, now Melody, you can do. Melody is clicking. She can do now.
Click, click, click.
Capo one, that cool organ thing, yeah. God, I'm running for your heart, I'm running for your heart, till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways, I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire, when I am a soul on fire.
my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, restore the joy I had. When I wandered, bring me back. In this darkness, lead me through. Till all I see is you, yeah. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, let me burn for you again. Let me return to you again. Your heart till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your way. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul.
And amen. Gotta get this other thing working right. There we go.
Costume change.
Who else has rolled in here?
Running on the every other program.
Noah saying, love this song. Thank you, Noah. Appreciate it. Gary Wisman's hanging with us. Doug's joined us.
Tom
Goosey's joined us. Tom, why don't you come in and be a guest here sometime? Let's see. Tom is, he'll get on Facebook. We'll get there on his guitar in his house. I remember we played at their place the summer outside. Remember,
gotcha.
It's been a few summers back.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, man, you guys, come on down. Come on down. We'll social distance you over there, and God will be good. God is always good, right? Capo one, please, Brandon. Can't believe it's Thursday already. Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. Us by still waters into mercy, and nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, O God.
Your love and justice, God of Jacob. You use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation, and all your people sing. along. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, O God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, for those of you who haven't been with us a while, remember we're taking prayer requests too, because we'll be sharing a little message, doing some prayer stuff, giving a little more music then later. But for now, we've got another song to do. So we'll be watching here. Who else is? Yeah, Tom.
Freebird.
Of course, Freebird. Freebird. Everybody, you need to learn part of that if you haven't already. So the next time we get that request,
well, that's all slide. I was gonna. I don't know. What's the first word of the song?
Yeah, that's the funniest part. I tell you what,
if I leave here tomorrow, will you still remember me? I must be traveling on that.
I can't believe he's doing it for you. That's cool. Tom, you're special.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to remember that Brandon knows that part of it, so I can.
I know the slow part. I haven't even tried.
All right.
Where it speeds up.
There's our lane. It actually wasn't too bad. I might have to. It wasn't too bad.
I'll take it. That was a guess.
It wasn't too bad. Well, no, he'll tell you it was bad because he doesn't practice it enough for him to declare it good. Okay, it was pretty good, Brandon.
There you go.
How's that one?
I'm not sure how I should take any of this. See the abuse I get? I don't have my bodyguard here anymore.
All right, let's see if we can remember how this one goes here. Kiss and Crowns. You got your guitar all ready for this one, Capo 2-ish. And we get to do the slide up, I think. On 10, right? All right, you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I will love you, Lord, always. Not just for the things you've done for me. And I will praise you all my days. Not just for the change made me, but I'll praise you for you are holy, Lord. And I lift my hands, for you are worthy, so much more. For you are awesome, God of the nation, Lion of Judah, Rock of the ages, Alpha Omega, worthy.
Worthy of all praise, more than these hands full.
not to drink a Red Bull before we do that one again.
Okay, it was a little fast.
A little quick.
But we hit all the notes.
One measure in, and I went, uh-oh.
Well, I talked back to Scott. I said, if you want to try and slow us down, please do.
I saw you lean over. I thought, don't mess with me. I'm already in this.
Hey, what's that burning smell? The drummer's ankle.
Okay, so anyway, so for Sunday, and actually on Saturday, where we have at the Emmaus gathering, we're actually going to do the full version of this song. Tonight we're kind of practicing the way we're going to be doing it on Sunday. And this is part of our call to worship, where we play a little, and Melody, you're the de facto, thank you.
Yep.
Melody's the one not playing instrument. She's studying she'll be going to Asbury in the fall.
That's right. Theological Seminary.
That's right. So we're giving you preliminary practice here, right? You're on five, right, Brandon? You're
yes.
Okay.
I hope it's five. One, two. I could only count to four from high school band, so you get past that and the capos get weird.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, oh, I won't be shaken, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
Father God, I just thank you that in this moment we acknowledge and we recognize that fear does not have a place. Fear does not have a place in our hearts. Fear does not have a place in our minds. Because if we're focusing on you, God, where does that fear have room to go? When we are focusing on you, when we are worshiping you, when we are putting our attention and our focus on your light and your life, fear has no place. It has no hold on our lives. So God, I just thank you that even when that darkness tries to sneak in, even when that fear tries to take hold, it has no power. It has no power because we are focusing on you. We are focusing on your light. We are focusing on your life. We are focusing on your goodness and everything that comes with that. So God, just thank you so much for just being with us in these moments. All of these moments, God. Thank you. Amen.
There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave. There's resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name. Power in your name. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Standing in your love.
So we'll do the full version of that on Saturday. It'll be good.
Karen? I like during the prayer portion where we're all looking up in the air like, who's going to hit what note? Where are we at in this song anymore?
No.
I didn't read the instructions.
You go right back to the verse. That's where I was,
three
weren't
times
you?
This week not reading the instructions have gotten me.
That's why Thursday. Welcome to Thursday night practice.
Thursday. Help us.
Thursday, help us is exactly right. Noah, of course, against all the virus stuff and all the other craziness that's out there. Absolutely. So, Lord, we thank you as all that stuff is just crushed in the name of Jesus. Lots of joys. I know if Tom's still watching, big joys for he and his wife. on little baby Samuel, if I remember. I think that's right. Did I say that right? And that's awesome. Prayers answered. Prayers answered. And for little baby Rylan, who just had her first bath today, actually. She's a preemie, and she had an operation they went through here recently. And but she's doing well, so God is good. God is good. God is able. You want to go through the opening here?
Capo 2. Or A if you're feeling ambitious. A for ambitious. It's like Sesame Street.
Dismayed, what a betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings above abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangerous fears your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. Take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day. Take care of you. God will take care of you.
Nice.
You know, I was good with the up and down, but when you stuck your foot out, now that was and guitar. Ooh, that's rough.
You know, I get to watch all this later.
I was about to end up on my face. Might have made for good TV, but...
Oh, my. Got your fancy... You do this Trust in Jesus. You do electric, don't you there, Brandon?
That's right, I do. Costume change. Told you, every other song.
Got that really cool... Yeah, Brandon's filled up with costume changes today. So I'm seeing sunshine outside. It was raining earlier today, but hey, it's sunshining.
I got sunshine.
Remember the word of God. That's right. Remember the word of God tells that it rains on the just and the unjust. So, Melody, you don't need to worry about that. Okay. Because I need you over here. And they get to see a blue blur in the background. That's all they're watching. They're watching this. So you got trust in Jesus.
Let's see.
Because that's all we need to do, right? It's just trust in Him. It's because one of these days, we're going to stand in judgment. Oops. Five early.
Yeah.
Oh, now I gotta ask you to hold on. Got it.
I gotta remember how that goes, darn it. Wow, I'm drawing an absolute blank.
It's done. Thank you.
One of these days we'll all stand in judgment for every single word that we have spoken. One of these days we'll all stand before the Lord, give a reason for everything we've done and what I've done.
His trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, my strong defender, the Son of God. I trust in Jesus, blessed Redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One, the Holy One.
What are you gonna do when your time has come and your life is done and there's nothing you can stand on? What do you have to say at the judgment throne? Well, they already know the only thing that I can say.
I trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, my strong defender, the Son of God. I trust in Jesus, blessed Redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One.
There's nothing I can do on my own to find forgiveness. It's by His grace alone I trust in Jesus.
Trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, my strong defender, the Son of God. I trust in Jesus, blessed Redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One. I trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, my strong defender, Son of God. I trust in Jesus, blessed Redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One, the Holy One.
Thursday.
It is Thursday, and that felt good. Thursday.
Just need to get into the first chorus to get back.
Juan and Leyland and Craig, welcome. Vicky, Rick, Ron, Barbara, well, welcome. Glad you can hang out here with us. Remember, any prayer requests, bring them on. Bring them on. We're all looking for. We'll take some prayer requests here. So for offering this Sunday, we're going to be doing a song originally sung by Salah.
In Jesus' name.
Awesome. Also, good you guys can hang out with us. Remember, you got any prayer requests? We're writing them down. We're going to share a little message, a little prayer time, and bring some. Actually, are you guys able to stick around?
Yes.
You can? Okay. All right. Just checking. Karen, you feeling like doing the clothes? This tis so sweet? Sure you do.
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, and to know, says the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, it is sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and joy and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Good old classics. The classics are always fun. All right, we got one more here. this is actually going to be our post service on Sunday. We'll do this one on Saturday too.
It's so high.
You want me to do it? I just sing it an octave lower.
You got it, Brandon.
It's a Thursday, so I have excuses if I completely botch it.
You survived on
So if it's bad, ain't my problem.
Okay, name that tune. Let's see who jumps in here real quick. Of course, it's a 30-second delay. We'll already be started by then. No, we're not going to wait. Hit it there, Brandon.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the temple, they're starting to unwind. Disciples on the corner, sharing the good news, telling you about Jesus and the peace it brings to you. Down on the corner, out in the street, sharing the good news of Jesus. Praise the Lord, get on your feet. I go grab a guitar, and that is on the drums. Brucey likes to play the bass when Greg is not around. Karen on piano, Rita singing too. Don't know where Todd is tonight, but he's doing what he likes to do. Down on the corner, out in the street, sharing the good news of Jesus. Praise the Lord, get on your feet. Say you've heard the good news, shared it across town. Say you love your neighbor, you lay your money down. Jesus, he's a watcher, knows who tells the truth. Leading by example, yes, Jesus is the proof. Down on the corner, out in the street, sharing the good news of Jesus. Praise the Lord, get on your feet.
Down on the corner,
out in the street, sharing the good news of Jesus. Praise the Lord, get on your feet.
I was repeating the chorus. I thought, oh, shoot, did I do it too soon? But no, okay. All right. Now, of course, the fun part is that all these other songs that we're going to do after a message here,
can't
we haven't even practiced yet.
So what am I going to do during the message? Look at it.
Yep, I know. You'll be back there with your guitar. And that's all good. Thank you, Karen, for being here.
I'm going to head out, too.
Thank you, folks. All right, let's get switched over here. Let's go over and see where we're going today here. Maybe?
Just put free ride back in there.
And there it took it out. There we go. All right, can you hear me now? Kind of maybe. We'll see how that works. Let's take this over here.
I can give you a confident, I bet I can do that on it.
One of them? All right. Oh, always a challenge to bring everything over. So, of course, I don't need this right now. I do need this tool. Thursday, right? Let's see if my tablet will be nice to me here and let me actually look at what we got going on here. Because this other thing does not do a good job of keeping watching for comments and any other prayer requests that might be rolling in. Might need you to, because this is being stubborn. And actually, I think I kind of know why. I don't like the reason. I think I know why. Facebook is kind of cruel to me on this. There it is. Okay, good. Where is Bruce? Bruce is in Florida. No, of course he might have asked. Of course this might be comment he asked earlier. No, I think it was the most recent comments. Yeah, Bruce is in Florida. He'll be back in a couple weeks. So glad everybody could hang out here with us this evening. So I had the privilege, and it's always a privilege, to pray with a couple special people today on the phone. And we saw God take care of stuff. They were dealing with some pain in their jaw, like a TMJ type thing, you know, the clicking, and then it really was getting sore and hurt and all that stuff, and a lot of that, and a lot of times that is it's caused by a stress, and it's not necessarily a stress that they were conscious of. So God's kind of laying it on my heart to share a little bit about stress, talk a little bit. And as a matter of fact, if you saw the post that I did about an hour and a half or so ago, reminding everybody, hey, join us, that was on 1 Peter. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 5. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, he was speaking to the elders and to the young men in the area. And I'm just going to read the whole chapter. It's not long. It's like 13 verses with it. But here Peter is speaking to the elders. He says, to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings and the one who will also share in the glory to be revealed. He said, the shepherds of God's flock that are under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing. So there he's saying, okay, look, you're not, yes, we are, Jesus commands us to do this. He tells us to do this, but we have to want to do it, right? We have to be willing to do it. And we do it out of love. It's a commandment. You have an option because you're absolutely right, Mel, because it's free will. It's this thing called free will. And you know what? I'm kind of watching to see if this mic was going to be loud enough on here when we kick it up a little bit for some folks. See if that helps a little more. Get up a little higher then. All right, let's see how that does. Okay. We'll watch that and see. Hopefully you can hear me a little better now. And, sure. Nothing like having your Bible right at the right place and then things start dropping everything, including the microphone. Including the microphone. So where were we? We were in. Oh, look, I have another bookmark in here, too. From a while back, we were in 1 Peter 5. Oh, there it is. Okay, so he's essentially telling, yes, it's a command, but we do have an option. We have this thing called free will. So 1 Peter 5 verse 3, he says, they're eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples. Why? Because we are. We're called to be examples. We're called to be Christ. The Christ in us needs to be shine. Needs to shine. Let your light so shine. Right? Be that example. Walk it out. That's what believers do. They walk it out. He says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. I like how he says that. The chief shepherd. The chief shepherd appears. Crown of glory. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Verse 6 now, and this was actually on what I posted on my page earlier. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. We're told that multiple times through the Bible, right? Don't worry. Give to God. Give to God. Cast all, that's verse 7. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, cast all your anxiety on him, Jesus, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. You notice I emphasize the word like, okay? The devil has no power. The enemy only has tricks. And fear is a big trick of the devil. Convince you. We all have this innate need to be in control. We want to control this. We want to control that. Believe me, I know these things. I endured years of that anxiety garbage. It all focuses around that.
wanting to be able to control what's around you. Have all your options figured out. Have everything planned out. But you got to put your trust. When you put your trust in Christ, that peace just flows. That peace just flows. So again, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a lion. In other words, like trying to scare you into doing something. Again, we all have a free will choice. Resist him. Next line says it right there. Verse 9. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith. Because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. So you're not alone in these. The enemy is working it. Working it hard. Working hard and trying to drag us all down. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power and glory forever. I need to reread that verse. Make sure you clicked on this. Okay? 1 Peter 5, verse 10. And the God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while. Catch that. Right there, it nails it. After you suffered a little while. Why is there suffering for a little while? That's right. That's our testing, all right? That's our resolve. That's our faith. Be able to stand through. That's where God is separating the wheat from the chaff. That's where he's separating the believer from the, I'm not sure, right? This is where your faith comes. This is where you get strong in your faith. And then once you suffer a little while, then God says, okay, he's got it. And then he will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. How good is that? How good is that? 1 Peter 5. Get out 1 Peter 5. I'm going to read the whole Bible. But get out 1 Peter 5. Read that. Philippians 4. All right? Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9 is also awesome. And that one, of course, I've got memorized. And I'll share that with you now. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we give it all to God. And the peace of God, surpasses all understanding, shall fill your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things. These things which you have learned, heard, received, and seen in me do. Peace of God shall be. Last part nails it, doesn't it? Peace of God. You do these things. You rejoice in God. You focus on Christ. Don't focus on your fears. Don't focus on what you don't have. Don't focus on what might happen and most likely never will. Because that's exactly what the demons of darkness want you to do. They want company. Demons want company. All right? And what's the number one tool of the devil? Isolation. Isolation. Number one tool of the devil. When you get people isolated, gee, what's happening now, right? When you get people isolated, that's when the fear builds. All right? How do you overcome this? Get into this word. Get into this word right here. Get into the word of God. 1 Peter 5, Philippians 4, all kinds of great scriptures that go through here and share about the love of Jesus, the hope in Christ, your peace, your glory. God was leading me to share. He's just curious here if I just kind of go blip and see what else God may have talked about too. Okay. So through these times too, some of you may also be dealing with dreams, okay? And God speaks to you in dreams, and that came to mind because I opened up here and it popped up to Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, and talks about Daniel where he interpreted the dream. Now, a lot of the dreams that Daniel interpreted, you're also going to read in the book of Revelation, right? Which is talking about what is to come. And of course, you know, through times like this, there's always going to be those conversations and what ifs, you know, and people pulling scripture here and scripture there and saying, okay, this is it, this is it. We're in the end times. Well, guys, we've been in the end times since Christ left this earth 2,000 years ago. You got to live each day as your last. Each day as we live as if you're ready now, okay? Because the word makes it very clear. We do not know the day, we do not know the hour. We do not know. Jesus himself said, I don't know. Even I don't know. God knows. God knows that day. He knows the hour. So how do you get through this fear of what's going to happen? You live each day as if it's your last. You live each day focusing on Christ, focusing on Jesus. Now, I know a lot of you got a lot of things that are pulling against you. You say, well, Greg, you know, I've got all this stuff. How is this possible? How can I do this? That's why you've got to be in God's word every day, so that when these things come, we just talked about it, 1 Peter 5 said, God says, after you've been tested a little while, not forever, a little while, after you've been tested, that's when the peace flows. Peace flows. So Lord, I just thank you by your glorious name. Thank you, Lord, that we come against all the demons of darkness that have been tormenting and messing with so many of us in so many different ways. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are King and your word trumps everything. Your word lives. Your word is life. Your word is glory. Your word is the final say on everything. So, Lord, I thank you that the light of Jesus that is born, when each one of us is created, we're born with that. Thank you, David, that that light of Jesus now just shines brighter and brighter in everyone. They receive your peace, your love, your assurance, your joy. Christ Jesus gives you his authority over darkness. So when that darkness tries to mess with you, tell it to leave in the name of Jesus. I was out here dropping off instruments this morning. Every Thursday I drop off my instruments on my way to work. I don't want them sitting in the van outside through the whole day. And when I dropped them off here, I walked outside and something that I'd never seen happen to me, never happened here before. Two dogs from next door over here, two big dogs, started running toward me, barking, all right? And it was obvious they were coming for me. And I had that momentary split second of, and then I said, in the name of Jesus, you stop and you go home. And they immediately stopped and turned around and went back. All right? That's what the power of God does. In Genesis 1:28, look it up. In Genesis 1:28, God gives man, flesh and blood, all of us, gives man dominion on the earth. That means anything on this earth. All the animals, all that Jesus talked about, you could say to that mountain and cast it off in the sea. Got your authority. So right now, under the authority, power, the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. Yeshua is the name of Jesus. When he walked on this earth, that was his Hebrew name, Yeshua. So under the authority and power, in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, we now command that all spirits, all things, contrary to the word and will of God, must leave you now. So all these different things that are tormenting you, you name whatever's been messing with you, you speak it now. Okay, I command you go now in the name of Jesus. I reject you. I do not accept you. I'm a child of God. Peace. My glory, peace is God's glory. God designed me to be in peace. God designed me to be in fellowship with him and fellowship with others, praising and rejoicing in God. Guys, remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Proclaim it, receive it. It's yours. So Lord, I thank you. We had Noah had asked, of course, prayers against this virus stuff. Absolutely, this stuff's got to stop. It's got to go. We got little baby Rylan, who's the daughter of nephew. She's been, how many months now? I'm losing track of months. We've got a little more to go. She's preemie. But bless God, she's taking care of her. I think she had her first bath today. Remember they posted that on Facebook. That was good. Yeah. Okay. You guys ready to sing? Want to play some more songs? Have you practiced it enough, Brandon? Brandon's like, ooh. let me go through that. I didn't see any other things here, so we're going to come back and share with you some music. Yeah, okay. All right, well, hey, we're going to share with you a couple more songs here.
You going to do the clapping on all your attic
here? Oh, yeah. Oh, she's not going to do the clapping for us. Okay, here we are. We're a three-piece band. Thank you, Melody.
Let me get this back on.
Okay, so we got our three-piece band, and that's okay. That's okay, because some things you can pull off with three pieces. And we're going to find out if we can do this one. Okay, so as I shared a little bit earlier, we didn't practice any of these. So this is quite literally our first.
This is just us messing around.
Yes, it is. It is. We're just messing around and having fun. Let's see if I can even remember that.
You want to do the clap part for me there at the beginning?
Yeah. Oh yeah, drummer can do it. He's got mics. Okay.
Not that fast, please.
Well, slower.
Here.
Help. Give me the tempo. Thank you.
Almost got it. We'll get it next time.
We'll beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field. We'll round and through and headed for home. It's a brown eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Whoa, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Nice.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field. Well, I spent some time in the Mudville night, watching it from the bench. You know, I took some loss when the mighty case shook out. Oh, say, hey, Willie. Tell Takai and Joe DiMaggio, and I'll say it ain't so. You know the time is now. Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field. Beat up glove, a homemade bat, and a brand new pair of shoes. You know I think it's time to give this game a ride. Just to hit the ball and touch them all. A moment in the sun, it's gone. And you can't tell that won't goodbye. Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Today, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Today, look at me. I can be center field. Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Today, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Today, look at me. Out of be center field.
Oh no. Oh no. That's our fault on the tech end there.
All right. I'm sure that sounded really good. Yeah, the gain cranked up for the microphone, and I'm sure
probably
was...
distorted to no end. But you know what? For a first shot, I'm going to call that good.
Yeah, actually. Oh, and your part? Yeah, you did awesome.
I just messed up the last little lick there. And I'll do the interlude and try it again, but I just wasn't ready to transition into it.
All right. This next one in front of you, are you feeling lucky or do you want to pass it?
I'll pass that one.
Yeah, I was kind of leaning that way, too. We can do this one, though. All right.
Don't you feel it growing day by day? People getting ready for the news. Some are happy, some are sad. Oh, we got to share the news today. What the people need is a way to make them smile. Ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta share the message, get it on through. Come on, Christian, don't you ask me why. Oh, listen to the good news. Oh, listen to the good news. Oh, listen to the good news. All the time.
and know we know better everything we say. Sharing the good news every day. We'll be happy and we'll dance. Oh, we're gonna dance our blues away. And if the news feels good to you, it's feeling good to me. Ain't nothing he can do or say. Feeling good, feeling fine. Come on, Christian, share the news today. Oh, listen to the good news. Oh, listen to the good news. Oh, listen to the good news. All the time. God pours out like a river. Jesus appears in the sky. And the crowd is growing bigger. Reaching out to Jesus as we begin to fly. Oh, listen to the good news. Oh, listen to the good news. Oh, listen to the good news. All the time.
You did great. That's just not a good singing key for me. and it's too high for you. So.
I'll leave this one up to you. Nah. I'll take that as a nah.
Oh, you're not feeling lucky on that? he's going to feel that. Oh, wait a second. Oh, he's learned it? Oh, that's cool.
High, the valley is low. You're confused on which way to go. So I'm here to give you a hand, lead you into the promised land. So come on,
come on and take a free ride. Come on and take it by the side.
This kind of game, we got to do better. It's time to begin. You know all the answers must come from within. So come on,
come on and take a free ride. Come on and take me by the side. Come on and take a free
right up until the end, darn it.
you surprised me in a great way, Brandon. Thank you. I knew you could do that. I knew you would do that.
Something different?
Oh.
And now for something completely different.
What else you got on here?
Actually, not much, I don't think.
What does it say?
Much.
Joy to the World there?
Not
oh,
much,
boy.
Well, I haven't done that one in a long time. I don't know if I like that vocal key either.
Let's see.
I was a prophet, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I watched him seek a divine. Yes, he always spoke about the divine. Sing joy to the world, all the boats and get around. Joy to the fish.
fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Jesus is the King of the world. Tell you what to do. And throw away the bars and the bars and the war. And share his love with you. I say share his love with you. Sing the joy to the world. Fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Yo, I love the Lord. I love to praise the sun. He said the Lord knew all his plans for you. You will prosper and not be harmed. I said prosper and not be harmed. Say joy to the world. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes and the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Sing a joy.
We made it to the end, so.
We might actually have to do that on Saturday, actually.
With practice.
I get Melody to sing it where it's more in her vocal range.
It is, definitely.
Oh, it's all fun. All fun. All right, did you find anything else on here? I think we about covered it all. I think we about covered it all. So we'll bid adieu then. Uh-oh, sounds like he's going to break into something. So, well, I appreciate everybody hanging out with us tonight. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. We'll be here on Saturday. So watch your Facebook. We'll send out a link for it, another reminder. So it'll be on Saturday at 7 o'clock right here again for the Northern Lights of Emmaus gathering, the virtual online gatherings. So make it a great day through the weekend. Love you guys. See ya.